Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 16, 9 to 13. Mark chapter 16, verse 9 to 13. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. My theme for reflection is the challenge of belief in the resurrection. The challenge of belief in the resurrected Christ. Mark 16, 9 to 13 brings to light a very important moment of revelation and disbelief. After the resurrection, Jesus chooses to reveal himself first to Mary Magdalene, testifying to his disregard for societal norms and an affirmation of his relationship with those who followed him closely. Mary, transformed by her encounter, rushes to tell others who are engulfed in mourning and disbelief. This reaction underscores a human tendency to cling to what we see and understand, often resisting truths that challenge our perceptions. This passage also highlights a second appearance of Jesus to two disciples in the country, again met with disbelief by the larger group. And this pattern of revelation and skepticism speaks volumes about the nature of faith and the challenge of accepting the miraculous. It reflects our own struggles with faith, especially in moments when God's workings in our lives defy logical explanation. My dear friends, Jesus' post-resurrection appearances are invitations to a deeper faith, one that transcends the limitations of human understanding and experience. They call us to believe in the extraordinary, in the power of God to do beyond what we can see or comprehend. This narrative also serves as a reminder of the importance of witness and testimony in the Christian faith, as both Mary Magdalene and the two disciples were compelled to share what they had seen and experienced, despite the disbelief they encountered. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever experienced a moment in your faith journey where you struggled to believe something you couldn't see or fully understand? How did you navigate through that? Number two, how can you be more open to accepting and embracing the extraordinary aspects of faith, even when they challenge your understanding or expectations? Lord, we thank you for the mystery and majesty of the resurrection, a cornerstone of our faith that defies human logic and understanding. Help us to be like Mary Magdalene and the disciples, eager to witness to your works in our lives, even when faced with doubt and disbelief. Grant us the grace to believe with a faith that sees beyond the visible, trusting in your power to do immeasurably more than all we ask or even imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.